We do want to advise those of you on the East Coast that this is a special edition of the CBS Morning News, and we will continue for another hour this morning. So we will not be departing at our usual time. Stay with us this morning as we continue our coverage of the death of Yuri Andropov. And joining us now to do just that with another perspective is Jonathan Sanders of Columbia University. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanders, something Dr. Bialar said to us just before he left. He said, remember that it's in the interest of the United States to have a strong leader in the Soviet Union, however we might feel, however anxious we might feel about the emergence of someone powerful.
Absolutely, because we need someone who's decisive, someone who can deal with the problems within the Soviet Union, and who is not afraid to make decisions in foreign policy areas that will be definitive and that will not be just a continuation of what's been going on in the past. That's really what we've seen with Andropov's foreign policy for the most part. The lines laid out early on in the last 2 years have just been continued. There was talk when he was first surfacing as a potential candidate that Andropov wanted to get out of Afghanistan. Whether that's true or whether that's false is unclear to us at this point, but certainly nothing changed there. Soviet boys continued to die and so did Afghans. Nothing was really changing in the situation in Poland. He has been a restraining force in Syria, but there have been no new initiatives. And that's what we need, especially on the issue of arms control. That's the most pressing issue that confronts the two superpowers in the world, and that's what we have to deal with right now.
You know, I thought one of the most interesting points that Dr. Bialar made was he said this was the second worst thing that could have happened to the Soviet Union. The worst thing, he said, would have been had Mr. Andropov remained incapacitated as he has been for the last 5 months. He suggested that the best thing that ever happened to the Soviet Union was for Andropov to become its leader. Do you agree with that?
I think that given the situation we found about a year ago, that Andropov was a superb choice. It didn't work out, but he was a superb choice for a number of reasons. First of all, he was someone who had a reputation for honesty. He had a reputation within the KGB, whatever we think of that very obnoxious organization, of somebody who cleaned it up, who made it very professional, who made it function smoothly. And God knows that's what the whole bureaucracy in the Soviet Union needs. And he was a man who had very wide experience with foreign policy information. He'd been in the KGB for many years, and he'd been getting all the information about the rest of the world, and that is very important, and he was a confident man.
Let me put you on the spot on the question we've asked our other guests this morning. What should the president do to take advantage of this new equation? Should he go to the funeral?
I think that the president made a very major mistake in not going to Andropov's funeral. If he were to say, very honestly, I made a mistake in not going, and go to this one, I think it would be a positive gesture.
But doesn't it look too eager?
He's going to have a problem with that, because the Soviets are going to believe, as they've believed in his recent speech, that he's just playing to American political audiences. And there's not much he can do about that.
Again, Jonathan Sanders of the Harriman Institute of Advanced Studies at Columbia University. You've been a good guide for us throughout the morning, and we appreciate your being with us here. We will resume in a moment with more of the CBS Morning News.